My feeling, just the vibe that I got, and from what I hear, is the whole place is, you know, it's a nest of vipers and snitches and backstabbers and rats. Why do you tolerate, how many?
Well, I inherited a place with, many different administrations, and they worked there for years, and with civil service and with unions and all of it. You can't do what you'd like to do. In addition, you want to give people chances. You know, the fact that they come from Obama or they're never Trumpers from Bush or whoever it may be, and then you go back and you have people. You have Clinton, and you want to give people time. No, but Vindman, if you look at what his person said about him, Morrison, who I think is a very good man, he said terrible things about Vindman. No, I didn't want him in. I watched his testimony. Don't forget, he was the one that thought my call was bad, and he ran in and started saying, terrible things about the call. And then when I released the transcript, that call was perfect. And I say it again, it was perfect. It was totally appropriate. And it wasn't one call, it was two calls. They were both perfect, appropriate calls. And nothing earth-shaking there.
Why are so many people allowed to listen to your phone calls anyway?
Well, that's what they've done over the years. When you call a foreign leader, people listen. I may end the practice entirely. I may end it entirely. Sometimes you have 25 people. Now, you have Apprenti, you have Secretary of State. For instance, Mike Pompeo was on the call. He found the call to be perfect. He found the call to be absolutely fine. With many people on the call, the only one, this guy ran and said he didn't like the call. First of all, that's very insubordinate. Why wouldn't he go to his immediate, he went to Congress or he went to Schiff or he went to somebody. But Vindman was the guy that when we took him out of the building applauded. I don't know if you heard that.
I did not. That's interesting.
The whole building, many of the people in the building started applauding. No, I'm not a fan of Vindman. I'm not a fan of I don't think I've ever met him, by the way. Just so you understand, many of these people I've never met. But I'm not a fan of Vindman, no question about it. And based it on what Tim Morrison said, I would not be a fan.
We both have known Roger Stone for decades. To me, I've always thought he was kind of a pain in the ass, to tell you the truth. But I was very disappointed at his conviction, and I was horrified at the proposed 7 to 9 year sentence. I just heard from a guy who had